Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a counselor and conference speaker and your advocate for the family. When you look at that child of yours, are you thinking that you have no clue of what you're doing? Well, hang on, parents, because Dr. Randy's going to help you raise a responsible adult. And we've just opened our lines so you can ask your questions of the good doctor himself. Call now. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center, where we want to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. And I am live here along with our team at our Intentional Living Center. I got a great big humongous question for you today as a parent, because we're going to talk about parenting today. When it's all said and done and your kids walk out the door and you look back, how are you going to know? How are you going to measure that you've been successful as a parent? Have you thought about it? Maybe you've already been there. Maybe you're in the midst of it. But let me ask you, because I'd love to have you join in. This is about us. I want to open the door here. This is us. I'd like to hear from you. What are some of the things you're going to hang on to say, well, this is how I'm going to measure if parenting was successful? Doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, understand that you may look back and say, you know, I did what I knew God wanted me to do. These are the things that I really focused on, but it's not over with your kids yet. You know, you may not say, hey, the outcome is what I wanted yet, but I know that myself as a parent, I did what God called me to do. What are some of the measurement tools, things that you're thinking about that would be indicative of being successful as a parent? What are they? Or if you have a question for me, either way, the phone line is open, 888-888-1717, all right? 888-888-1717. So I welcome you to the Intentional Living today where, you know, together we're going to discover again about God's loving intentions for you as a parent. And that's the question. How are you going to know you've been successful in raising a responsible adult? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Got a couple of scriptures for you to get started. Psalm 127, 3 through 5 says, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb, not fruit of the loom, by the way, fruit of the womb is his reward, capital H, his reward. So are children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full. Psalm 127. A couple of things there I think are important as we get started talking about parenting today. You got to, if you want to be successful as a parent, you got to view parenting as a legacy job. It's not a burden. You're talking about legacy. You're talking about long term. There's a second little thing kind of hidden away in that verse I don't know if I've ever heard talked about. So are children of one's youth. Parenting is for young people. Any grandparent listening and you're raising your grandkids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Parenting is for young people. God intends for young people. The downside of that is you're a young person and you don't have all the life experiences. Grandparents, we look back and say, wow, if I could do it over again, these are some things I'd do, you know, in a different way to raise a responsible adult. But you're right there in the trenches, you know, fighting in the manure of the daily activities of raising your kids. And so, but it certainly is for young people, right? There's a second verse. This is interesting. Paul says this. He's giving an indication that he's coming to share with the church at Corinth. And he says, now for the third time, I'm ready to come to you and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but I seek you. And he goes on to say, for children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. 2 Corinthians 12:14. There's a principle here that I think is really important as we talk about raising a responsible adult. Parenting at every stage, listen, every stage from the changing the diapers to going to your son or daughter's wedding is about giving. It's not about taking. We have to have a maturity factor in raising our kids, right? It's about giving. It's not about taking. These are some principles about living intentionally. Coming up a little bit, I'm going to give you some one things here today too, some really powerful things, and I'm going to challenge you before our half hour is up to take one thing for the next 30 days to be intentional about in your life. Come on, join me. When you look back, or maybe you have looked back, how do you measure success? What are you going to measure about yourself? Is it something that is an outcome based on how your kids are behaving or what they've done as adults? Or is it about you and how you have raised your kids? Or if you have a question for me, the line is open. We're talking about raising responsible adults. Telephone number is 888-888-1717. My friend Dr. Kevin Lehman, he says that parenthood isn't easy, but it can be simple. And he's going to go into that in more detail at our upcoming conference for parents and for couples. Yes, Kevin and I, our Hope for the Home series in Albuquerque coming up in just a month now, just a few weeks, Albuquerque, Saturday, April 7th, and Glendale, the 21st of April. I'll tell you more about that coming up in just a little bit. You know, there are benefits whenever you make God's intentions for you as a parent your intentions for you as a parent. Parenting is a high calling. It has a generational impact, parents. You are impacting the next generation. My mom used to say often that she was sending children and grandchildren into a time that she would never see. That's a profound thought, that your kids generationally, as you look at the, you know, we're so interested today in how these charts flow and where families come from. You got kids coming through you and grandkids down the road, and you have generational impact. The joy may not come until later, but parents, listen, it's not over. If you're feeling like you're struggling today, you feel like you're lost today, you're not. Hang in there. All right, Christina, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Good. Hey, well, how are you going to measure this thing of being successful as a parent, raising a responsible adult?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have two teenagers right now, so it's like coming in short, you know, where they're going to head off to school and everything. And I have two older ones, 19 and 17, and a 12-year-old little girl. So it's like, I think what's important is that they have Christ in their heart and they follow what God wants for them. And we do go to church every Sunday and pray all the time, but I feel like from what my mother has raised, she had raised 13 kids, and my mother and father are right now 92 years old, and they're 72 years of marriage with 13 kids and tons of grandchildren, and they're the sweetest couple. And right now I think that, I remember as a child, that's what my mother did, was on her hands and knees praying before bedtime, and I remember that very often when I was like 12 years old. So just be founded in Christ and just solid in that, you know.
Well,
I know that, I think with the kids, when they're teenage years, they may part, but hopefully they'll come back.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, that's what the scripture says. It says in Proverbs 22:6, you're acquainted with it, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. And that's a promise. And knowing the unique bent of the child, praying for the child, investing in the child. But once that bent starts to grow, that's the direction it's going to head. And what I'm fascinated by, though, is your parents, 13 kids. How did Mom ever have time to pray?
Oh, my goodness. That was major for my mother. She, you know, Dad worked really hard. He was a mechanic. He worked very hard, and he would have everybody's cars at my father's house on weekends working on cars, and she stayed at home. She stayed at home raising the kids. So, and that was important for her, was to be raised with knowing God and, you know, how important that was. And, it's hard now because of the devices. All the kids have, you know, their phones and their devices.
Oh, I think parents have, parents raising kids today, you guys have, it may feel like an impossible task because of that, because you have all of these distractions. Now, we've always had distractions, but today the peer groups, the social media, the internet, just media and entertainment in general is huge in terms of distracting kids. But what's fascinating, Christine, is you recall your mother on her knees, on her face before God, praying for 13 kids and her family. Our kids need to see it, not only hear it, they need to see it from us. They need to see God's real in our life. Intentional living is something that begins on the inside. It's who we are. If we want to raise a responsible adult, a godly responsible adult, that begins on the inside. That's an inside job. And your mom gave that, and it sounds like it's something you're passing on to your kids. Christina, thank you for your call. You can join us today. Our phone lines are open. And the question before us is, when you look back, this is to get you thinking. When you look back, what are some things you'd like to say, hey, that's how I measured success. I worked toward this. Now, maybe it's, remember, it's something you're doing. The outcome with your kids may be different than you expect. But the fact is, you can look back without regrets. What is it? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. I've got some one things coming down the pike here in the next few minutes that I think, grab one, do it for 30 days, see what difference it makes. This is Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Signs are an amazing thing. You know, it's almost impossible to function without signs. Just imagine for a moment if in our culture, in our country, we removed all the signs. Take all the stop signs away. Take all of the one-way traffic signs, letting know what direction traffic is supposed to flow. Take away all the signs that give the streets that you're supposed to find things at. And just imagine being places and there's no signs for restrooms. You know, that'd be kind of difficult sometimes, wouldn't it? But just imagine if all the signs were to disappear. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching that we're calling Six Signs That You Need to Stop For in Life. Members, watch for it. It's being mailed from our center here this Friday, so you should be receiving it next week. It's the monthly membership CD, Six Signs. I will tell you that some of the signs include, hey, listen, these are signs worth stopping for. If you don't have a spending plan, in other words, you don't have a budget, you're not handling your money, that's a sign worth stopping for. And I talk about how do you develop that. Another sign worth stopping for are poor relationships. If you find that there's undercurrent and there's tension in relationships with people that really make a difference in your life, maybe your spouse, your kids, your coworkers, that's a sign worth stopping for. Or maybe you find yourself being disengaged at work or finding it hard to manage your emotions or the sign of mediocrity in your spiritual development. I go into all six of these signs. Members, watch for it. It's coming out next week. If you're not a member, come and join this exciting, life-changing journey together as we really focus on what does it mean to live an intentional life in Christ. And when you do, we're going to send that to you. That entire teaching will be in the new member kit, along with two of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, our gift to you, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection. And I see also that One Thing wristband, which is such a practical gift to focus on every day, to wear it as a visible reminder of the one thing every day that you're going to focus on as you live intentionally in Christ. So come and join us today. We want to get this to you. All you have to do is go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, and join us with your best monthly gift. We say thanks. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. If you just joined us, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Today, together, we are discovering again the God's loving intentions for you as a parent. He has good intentions for you as a parent. And if you're feeling burdened, if you're feeling a lack of peace, if you're finding that you don't have joy in what you're doing, you're not in the sweet spot that God has intended for you. Now, I didn't say that you wouldn't be tired or at times feel a little discouraged or overwhelmed. That's just part of the process. But if in your own spirit you just know that's not where God has you to be as a parent, We're here to help you today understand that God's intentions for you as a parent in raising those responsible adults is a loving intention. And we're going to give you some one things that you can do in just a few moments. Before we do, though, I'd love to have you come and join me. We're talking today and asking the question to get you thinking, when you look back down the road, how are you going to measure success? Because you know what? I can tell you right now, you're not going to remember what you did today a week from now, probably. I mean, when you look back, it'll be moments that you'll remember. It'll be attitudes that you'll remember. It won't be the busyness. It won't be all the stuff you're doing. We get lost and distracted with all the stuff, and now with all of the added distractions with social media and all the things that can pull our families apart, you're going to remember the goals that you set and the relationships that you developed. So how are you going to measure success? Why don't you join us? 888-888-1717. Joan did that from Arizona. Hi there, Joan.
Yes, hello. Good to be on your program. Love your program. I've been listening to it for many, many years because I'm a grandma now. So I just was going to reflect and have reflected on what the few things that you said, what changed you. And your program helped, and my Bible study helped, to God, of course, first. But my children, I was kind of putting the things that I really wanted to do career-wise and sports-wise in front of my children. And I almost was losing my teenagers at one point, and I just decided, stop. I'm going to stop. And I gave it all up, and I backtracked, and I turned around, and I started studying God's word more, and I started forgiving my husband and keeping my marriage. And I think those two things saved, obviously, with God overlooking it and wisely directing me and me studying. And I think that's what saved it. And now I'm just so proud that they're all married and they're wonderful, and they're my friends, and my husband and I are still married. We're in our older ages. So your age, sort of like teenagers.
You know, it would have been a lot easier, Joan. You know this, a lot easier back then to just let the whole thing blow up and just keep doing what you're doing. It wasn't the easiest thing. But something prompted you to say, enough of this, it's not working.
Yeah, it was him. It was him teaching me, if what I've forgiven you for, Joan, you need to forgive him. You need to forgive him. So that was a monumental step, which touched my heart deeply, and I just knew that he was real and there, and he's the one I want to listen to. And ever since then, it's not saying everything's easy, but I'm just blessed beyond measure. So
fantastic.
I'm grateful.
Well, so thank you, Joan.
Stick together and, I mean, stick with her husband. You know, everybody has bumps. We bumps in the road, but you know, seek help when they need it. Your program is wonderful. There's Bible studies. We have one. But just stick with God and wisdom, and don't give up, because your children will.
Amen to that. Thank you, Joan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Grandma Joan from Arizona calling. You know, there's a dam sometimes that seems to be holding back, maybe in your life, that peace or happiness, that sense of meaning or freedom or hope that you'd like to experience as a parent. There's like a dam that seems to be holding that back. And I'm convinced, after watching people, working with people, I'm a people watcher, and looking at scripture, that at the end of the day, when your intentions in life, whatever they are, intentions are things that you really, really are important to you, right? It's even stronger than a goal. We all have goals, but intention is kind of like that stretching towards something. That's what intention means. When you take your intention as a parent, and you just heard it with Joan, and align it with God's intention, see, there's the alignment. When you get that thing out of alignment, it's like a musical instruments that are not in tune. You can kind of hear the song, but it's irritating, right? And we got to get that sense of being in tune with God's intention. When we have those in alignment, there's some really powerful things that can happen in your life. And that dam that's holding back that sense of freedom and hope and happiness in your parenting would be that the alignment of God's intention for you as a parent and for parenting and yours need to really be one and the same. It's a powerful thing. I want to give you some really practical one things that you can do in just a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lima with advice on how you can be an intentional parent. What do these people have in common? Billy Crystal, Eddie Murphy, Drew Carey, Jim Carrey, Martin Short, Chevy Chase, Ellen DeGeneres, Whoopi Goldberg, Steve Carell from The Office, Jon Stewart. What do they have in common? They're all babies of the family. You know, I'm a baby of the family. I grew up in a family of three. The firstborn, the one who got straight A's, always did things right, puts newspaper under the cuckoo clock, which I'll never understand, would iron a Davenport if you gave her the opportunity. And then there was that rough-and-tumble brother of mine, Jack. He was actually John Jr., so he was the firstborn son, but he was also the middle child. And then there was me, the class clown, the baby of the family, the guy who got SATs at the zero percentile in school. Applied to over 160 colleges and universities. Nobody wanted me. I carried the lie that the successful ones in my family were my brother and sister. I wonder what your kids tell themselves about themselves. You know what every kid needs? Encouragement. Encouragement from you, parent, because you do make a difference in your kid's life every day. You're the best teacher to your child will ever have. Be a good parent. Have a great kid. That's the Lehman model.
Thanks, Kevin. Hey, listen, he's going to take that, build on it, and he and I together are going to be in our what we call Hope for Your Home tour. And the tour is going to be 2 days. Albuquerque is first, coming up on Saturday, April the 7th at Hoffmantown Church. And I'll tell you what, we're going to start like at 8:30 in the morning and wrap it up by about 12:30 or so, so you can have the afternoon with your family. But during that time, we're going to unpack what it means to have an intentional home, how you can have intentional love in your marriage. Kevin's going to really unpack this thing about being intentional as a parent. Albuquerque, Saturday, April 7th. Get your tickets. Bring some friends. And then Glendale in the Phoenix area on Saturday, April the 21st. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You know, today we're talking about raising a responsible adult, which is a good thing. But raising a responsible, God-honoring adult is a great thing. And it begins at home with you. And when I talk about intentional living, I think it's important to understand that it begins in your home, begins with you. I'd ask the question, do you know Christ personally? Do you know who He is? Do you have the power of the Holy Spirit? Because I'm going to give you some one things you can do in a moment, which will make a difference in your life, because I've seen it with parents we've worked with. But I would be remiss if I didn't challenge you to make sure that you know Christ personally. If you don't, I would challenge you today to invite Him into your life. We have a free booklet on that first one step that you can take in your life. It's available at our website. It's our gift to you. Hey, I'm going to give you five things to think about. Practical things that I've seen work with parents. And I'm going to ask you to pick one thing and then tell me for the next 30 days, one of these or one that you've picked that you would like to work on as you raise a responsible adult in your home. Maybe together over these next 30 days, you craft a family mission statement. Include the kids, sitting down with the kids and saying, talking about your life and what's important to your family. You're taking charge. You're the parents, right? But you're talking about, what's our mission? Why are we here? You get a chance to really talk to your kids about their values, about life, about what's important. I can guarantee you, if you sit down and spend a few days to work on a mission statement for your family, sounds a little formal, doesn't it? Right? Your kids will never forget that. When they're 30 years old or whatever, they'll look back and say, I remember that weird week when Dad talked about mission statement, but he did it, and Mom and Dad together, and we did it, and now that's something I want to do with my kids. See? Or how about this? How about for the next 30 days, you don't argue in front of the kids? You close the doors and go behind closed doors to talk about your disagreements. Your kids don't need to hear you disagreeing, because I'll tell you, when you do, you might be instilling in them a sense of insecurity. Kids, remember, kids are great at hearing, but they're terrible at interpreting. And so they hear it, but they don't understand it. Now, you understand it. The kids are interpreting it through their own weird lens of what they see their friends' parents divorcing, and they see all the problems going on in other homes. So do it behind closed doors. Here's another idea. How about speaking 5 words of encouragement to your kids every day? There's an assignment for you. Find 5 things, 5 ways every day to speak truth and love into your kids' lives. Or how about this one? Stand together in discipline and then follow through with logical, natural consequences. There's power in parenting. If you're married and you're together in the home, if you can stand together, boy, there's nothing worse than having a division when it comes to parenting. And single parents, God bless you. I know that's tough. You got moms, single moms, you know, what do I tell parents? Got to parent up and power down. In other words, have a backbone, follow through consistently. And then how about this? Here's one. How about praying together for your children every day? Very practical thing. Now, that may not be, I gave you 5 things. You may have your own thing. You know what? I'd love to have you tell me what one thing you will commit to intentionally for the next 30 days and share it with us. You can do it on Facebook/intentionalliving. You can call our comment line at 888-888-1717. And after the show, you can press number 2, take you to the comment line, and join us. Or right now, you can call because we're going to stay in the studio and continue to record. And we'd love to have you call and join in. Maybe talk a little bit about raising a responsible adult, what you're doing, or have a question for me. We'll leave the line open here for several minutes. 888-888-1717 is the telephone number. Today, listen, we focused on God's loving intentions for you as a parent. His intentions are good, the scripture says. He doesn't look for evil. His goal is not to discourage you or drag you down. And in fact, if you're feeling discouraged, overwhelmed, and it's an ongoing process and you're feeling like you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, that is not of God. God has something better for you. Now, I know you get tired. We all do. But I'll tell you, we're in this together. So come and share with us. Thank you for your prayers. Thanks to members for your support. You can join us online with a lot of information on our conferences and resources, and joining in as a member as well. Go to theintentionallife.com. Tomorrow, I hope you'll join us. I'm going to be here. We're going to talk about Starve for Affection tomorrow. We're going to talk about marriage as we continue this theme with our upcoming conference with Kevin and I on marriage and parenting. And we're going to talk about marriage tomorrow. I hope you'll come and join me. A lot of information available. Again, go online to theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And members, thank you for your faithfulness in monthly support, regular support for Intentional Living. For the team here at the Intentional Living Center, God bless you. And we'll see you tomorrow talking marriage.